Vistara's optimism swelled into confidence, pride even. She had done something that no other Sith in the galaxy could have managed. She had lived with Luke and Ben Skywalker for nearly a year, and so far, survived to exploit it.
Then you had better hurry.
The pinnace's ramp clanged down on the cobblestones again, and she added,
Ben and Jaina are coming for me now.
I arrive in 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Surely a Sith Lord can stall them that long.
A Sith Lord?
Vistara felt more confused than excited, for she had never heard of a Sith Lord under 20, not even under 30.
I'm hardly a Lord. I'm not sure I'm ready.
You are a Sith Lord, if I say you are, Lady Kai. And I say it now. 2 minutes.
Vistara didn't know whether to be thrilled or frightened, for being a Sith Lord carried as many dangers as it did privileges. But there had been no doubt in Ship's pronouncement. And why should there have been? After all, Vistara had deceived the renowned Luke Skywalker for months on end. She had slain a Sith Lord and played the key role in slaying Abeloth herself. And, most important, she had discovered the identity of the Jedi Queen. Perhaps Vistara was ready to be called a Sith Lord. Perhaps she had even earned the right. Ben and Jaina appeared at the top of the pinnace boarding ramp, frowning in suspicion as they scanned the courtyard for Vistara. Ben was still dressed in his blood-soaked robe, and Jaina was in her combat vac suit. Neither appeared to be holding weapons, at least none that Vistara could see through the vegetation.
Vistara, where are you?
Ben called. She felt him searching for her in the Force, and almost instantly he looked in her direction.
Come on out!
Realizing her best chance of lasting 2 minutes against Ben and Jaina together lay in talking rather than fighting. Vistara hid her weapons inside her robe. Then she stood and stepped closer to the drop-off into the courtyard.
Up here,
she called.
Sorry.
The gazes of both Jedi went to the ledge where she was standing. They quickly descended the ramp into the courtyard and stepped away from each other. Ben studied her for a moment, then asked,
What are you doing up there, Vess?
His voice was so casual, it almost made Vistara doubt the conclusion she had reached earlier. But Jaina was continuing to circle away from the pinnace, trying to put herself in position for a flanking attack, and Vistara could see now that Ben's left hand was slightly curled, as though he had something up his sleeve that would drop into his grasp as soon as he straightened his wrist. Vistara shrugged.
Hiding, obviously.
She shifted her gaze to Jaina, who quickly stopped moving and placed a hand on her hip.
If Ship really is around here, I didn't want him seeing me.
Oh yeah, good thinking, Ben said. But we're good to go now. Come on down.
Vistara remained where she was and continued to look at Jaina.
You've done a cranial scan on Ben already?
Jaina nodded.
He's fine.
She remained where she was, and now Ben began to circle in the opposite direction.
But Grandmaster Skywalker, not so much. We need to get going.
You did a cranial scan and made repairs already?
Vistara asked, trying to sound in awe.
You're fast.
Jaina's eyes narrowed, and she began to circle toward Vistara's flank again.
The MD did the cranial scan. Are you coming or not?
Sure.
Vistara stole a glance toward the sky and saw a dark circle about the size of a fist approaching over the ridge that loomed up beyond the opposite side of the courtyard, then froze Ben in place by looking back toward him.
As soon as Ben shows me what he has up his sleeve.
Ben's brow arched in surprise.
Nothing to worry about, Vess.
He straightened his wrist, and a hypo dropped out of his sleeve into his hand.
It's just a sedative.
And why would I need a sedative?
Vistara allowed herself to take what she hoped would seem a very natural step back into the jungle, then began to draw on the Force, preparing to fight.
Do I seem agitated to you?
My fault, I'm afraid,
Jaina said, still circling. She was nearly at the arcade now, in position to launch her attack with a single Force leap.
With Luke in such bad shape, I'm in no mood to take chances.
And, well, it hasn't been all that long since you were a Sith.
It's just until we get out of the Maw, Vess.
Ben began to circle in the opposite direction again.
It doesn't mean anything. Trust me.
Ah, Ben.
Vestara felt a ripping ache inside, as though her heart had literally been torn from her chest.
Why did you have to say that?